This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Is so much fun.
I don't
to
think
watch.
You're supposed to use the word documentary there, bud.
Well, what, like,
anything can be a documentary. This is a documentary of three idiots who don't know anything about TCGs. Like, welcome to it.
We're documenting it, aren't we? Aren't we?
Every day is a surprise.
Welcome to Mason Toomey with you, America's most only podcast that correctly called 2023 Time Person of the Year. Congratulations, Taylor Swift. Everybody applaud for Taylor. Go Tay-Tay. Go Tay-Tay. Go Tay-Tay.
We're the only people that called that
on this podcast. I did not call that. I would not have called Tay-Tay winning time.
Name a more important person in this incredible year than Tay-Tay.
I'm sure there's got to be some scientists or people who actually developed something and added to society better than Taylor Swift.
Nobody added more to society.
I thought it was cool to see Travis Kelce's girlfriend win something. That's neat. Cool.
Yeah.
And I am joined by the man who absolutely carried this podcast on his back this week. Josh!
The podcast we haven't shot?
No, like you did every single topic this week. You carried us.
Yeah.
Oh, I was the only one with free time. That's how it works. Whoever's got the free time does it, except
I
George.
I never do it. I don't know anything about this stuff. And I am, of course, Josh, close your ears. I'm sorry. I am joined by the man who had my favorite piece of content this week, maybe ever.
What'd I do?
Market updates back, baby.
Market updates back. I told you, that's all I heard. Market updates back.
Market updates back. The most toxic piece of content is back on the internet, baby. I will warn, you don't deserve him at the pump if you don't take him at the dump. Louis DeGeorge.
That's a great tagline. All right, everyone, welcome back to May the Zoo Be With You, your Magic the Gathering and other game and apparently Tay-Tay podcast.
And market update podcast.
And market update and One Piece. Welcome back.
And One Piece. Welcome back to the podcast this week, everyone. We are going to be chatting about murders at Karlov Manor. Who killed who? We're going to give you our speculation on who killed who at Karlov
Manor. It was.
We are not doing that, everyone.
It was Chris Cox. He killed it all. He killed everything.
Theme set?
Oh my god. We're going to talk about Ravnica Remastered. George is going to lead that discussion. He was very passionate about it.
I'm ready.
We're going to talk about the new Amazon / Card Shop Live / Channel Fireball.
You take my Channel take Fireball in the intro.
Back. It's not a take. If everybody knows it, it's not a take.
No. When I said it, your eyes got as big as your dinner plate.
He's taking the intro. We're going to talk about Sorcery to 0.2K. We're going to talk about the OP5 release. Remember, Josh came up with all the topics.
Next game up!
The OP5 release is not mine. It's your only topic, buddy.
That's One Piece, everybody. And then we're going to talk about DuckTales. Lorcana got inked. And yeah. All right. Let's chat, everybody. Let's go. Who killed who at Karlov Manor? What's your guys' thoughts? Did you guys read the lore?
Of course.
I didn't read the lore.
I'm never reading the lore to a Magic set. I hate to disappoint all the lore fans.
Magic historian just unsubscribed.
That's fine.
What?
If he's still subscribed, then why?
He's my favorite content creator in this space by a mile.
That's fair.
Is it because of what he did to Louis and his psyche? Yes.
That's only one of the reasons.
No, that's the only reason. You didn't even know he existed before that.
No, that's not true. I followed him a lot when I was of the store.
When I showed up to work.
Yeah, he gets angry all the time. I understand his passion. He gets it.
All right, so we got a first look at murders at Karlov Manor. And all right, let's start here. What was the most surprising thing to you, Josh?
Oh, thank God.
Murders of Karlov Manor. Give us the hot, surprising thing that happened in the set for you.
I'm not taking the bait.
No?
doing it.
All right, I'll do the beat. I cannot believe that we're getting Shocklands and the freaking Clue thing. It's absolutely wild to me. Here they are trying to pump Ravnica Remastered. They're trying to sell their product, and they're like, oh, by the way, everybody, I know this set releases in 4 weeks, but a week and a half, 3 weeks after release, we're going to also throw in Shocklands in every single Clue version of the game.
Wait, is there a Clue version?
Yeah, there's a Ravnica.
Oh my god, what is the cast?
Wait, what's the Clue for? I was right, it is a Clue theme. I was right, you guys mocked me.
No. Yeah, because it's like
it's front cool. page of marketing. It's the thing.
I've not seen it.
So
welcome to Made the Zoomie with you, MTG podcast. God,
it.
You can see if mtgpodcast.com is taken. If not, I know what you do. I know what our domain should be.
So they're taking I don't think it's like a full Clue game because there is.
Oh my God, is that owned by Hasbro?
I assume that Clue is owned by Hasbro just because they're using the Clue thing and they're not calling it Universes Beyond. But there is, inside this Clue edition, there is 8 ready-to-play Magic booster packs. It seems like it's Jumpstart.
Like a Jumpstart style thing.
Don't worry, it's like 60 to 70 bucks.
Too. Good. That'll sell well.
But
in
order to sell it, they also included a box topper steam vents in every single box, or not steam vents, but a box topper Shockland in every single box.
Great.
After they are already reprinting Shocklands in Ravnica Remastered 4 weeks
before. I don't know about that product.
Okay. The skepticism of that product and the complaining about Shocklands to different ends of various conversations. The Shockland complaint that you have is one of like the nails on a chalkboard thing to me. What? It's like the most unwarranted complaint ever.
Why?
It's so annoying. Like,
I support Shocklands in every set because it basically saved my hide on that.
Breaking news! Wizards of the Coast reprints $10 card to $7 card and then reprints it again.
How many times? Not hearing my argument. What do you think my argument is?
That they're reprinting Shocklands in back-to-back sets, using them to sell the product.
What's the argument? Like, what's my complaint about that?
I don't understand. That's your complaint, I guess.
You're assuming my complaint is the value of Shocklands. That's not it. My complaint is that it completely removes what they are selling the product as for Ravnica Remastered. Mm-hmm. Like they're pumping Shocklands in Ravnica Remastered and then openly coming out and saying, by the way, we're also going to reprint them again 4 weeks later. So
in a product that nobody's going to buy and is meant to like expand Magic, like to people who don't necessarily play Magic. It's not meant to be like a Magic core product that all the Magic fans are going to buy. It's like a game night thing.
Oh, that's lame. Wait, then why are Shocklands in there?
Yeah, bingo. It's not that. It is like a multiplayer way to play the game, Josh.
It's like Commander.
It's not Commander. It's like
Commander 2.0.
It's what they were trying to do with Jumpstart. You want to say Jumpstart was just for new players? That's not what you would have said.
I would say it was for nobody.
I was about to say Jumpstart was
This is like Jumpstart, but for even less people. Like, I don't see this as a product that's going to be like a, hey, come learn, maybe a learn-to-play type product for Magic, but I think the audience of this is your Commander Pod, like a group of people who want to play Clue and also play Magic. I don't know. Okay,
so why is it bad? Why is it bad that there's a Shockland? Okay.
I want.
It's not bad that there's a Shockland in it. That's my point. Is that you're not listening?
If you were like, I really want to mix some Magic with my Clue, leave a comment below. I want to hear why. Yeah. And like Louis will snapshot it and send it to me.
I'll do a whole video on that comment.
Absolutely. I'll be like,
this guy wants to play Magic and Clue.
God, when I was a babysitter, this kid only wanted to play Clue.
Wait, no, what?
I was a babysitter when I was a kid.
You can't just walk away from that. Who let you watch their kid?
My neighbor. It was a great babysitter.
Like
a
terrible parent.
I was a great babysitter, but like the problem was like they'd come home at like 11. Even as a young man, George wanted to be asleep by like 9:30 or 10. So like I would like force myself to stay up because I didn't want them to walk in and be like, oh. And so like I'd be like, okay, thanks for the $20. I'm going home now.
I learned a lot about George this week, and all of it just signals that he's been an old man since forever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right.
Like, he hit old man mentality and self at like 12.
I worked full time from the time I was 12 on.
That makes sense.
Got some years on this body.
Josh, my frustration with this is that it prevents stores from being able to sell the product that they should be selling. Right now, I should be able to sell Ravnica Remastered. They shouldn't be hurting my ability.
The argument
why is it a stupid ability?
Here's the real argument. The argument is like they made a product that's for nobody, right?
That is true too, but that's not the argument that
argument is like, you know, they made a game night thing. They're like, I have an idea. I'll also throw in a hot card for some reason. Like these two groups don't have a ton of crossover, and I think they're trying to force a Magic consumer to buy this when there's no other reason to do so. So it's just like it doesn't work.
And the reason that they're giving and advertising is to get the Shockland, and it doesn't help sell either of those things when they are putting all their reprint equity into the same 4 weeks. It just doesn't help sell anything. I don't know. It just doesn't work as a retailer to have both of these things released at the same time. If these released a year separately, it wouldn't be any, but on the back, I have 3 more days to order Ravnica Remastered to put my pre-order in. And like, this didn't help me want to order more. I can assure you that.
It's a great set. You're going to find out why in a few minutes here.
So that's my frustration with it. But that's
let me ask you this. Like, why do you think that's good? Like, why? Give me the count. What's going on?
I don't think it's good. I don't think it matters. I don't think a single Shockland in a standalone Clue Edition $70-$80 Magic product prevents a store from marketing Ravnica Remastered in any way, shape, or form. I don't see A to B on that.
So I do agree with that, but I still think it's like a bad product.
Oh, that's not an argument. I don't understand what this is going to do for Magic the game or for our existing community. I'm on that. The argument that the Shockland present does something to either Murders at Karlov Manor or Ravnica Remastered, I can't, there's no correlation there to me. That means nothing.
So it deteriorates the value of Shocklands further.
Yeah. I mean,
which prevents them from being a sales pitch for the set that is coming out next, which is the one that retailers are focused on selling right now.
Well, this has always been our big disagreement, right? Like, I am team cards should be cheap.
I am too. I'm for reprints, but like, you can't promote the game as come buy this product because there's Shocklands in it and those are hot new needed reprints, and then also like, but by the way, I'm also going to further take the value afterwards.
But are Shocklands hot new needed reprints?
I mean, like, at one point, Shocklands were at, like, $12 to $15.
Yeah, and then
now they are already down to, like, $8 to $10.
Yeah.
After Ravnica Remastered, I mean, Ravnica Remastered, we'll get into it, but with the addition of...
It's going to... I'm ready. It's five, complete. Four, five, six for dollars for Shocklands, probably.
Yeah, I think the Temple Gardens, those types of Shocklands, you'll be able to get for $3-$4.
Yeah, no question.
I want to think that there would be like a $5 floor just because like a $5, but like it's hard to even see it going there. But yes, Ravnica Remastered diminishing the value of Shocklands, behind it, all in. The product following it, having a standalone $70 product with a single Shockland in it, does not diminish the value of Ravnica Remastered or any of the Shocklands that have or will existed at that point.
I don't think it helps anything.
No, it doesn't do anything to boost anything, but that's like being a bad product.
I guess my frustration is, why wasn't this card that's it one in each? Why wasn't some sort of box topper variant of a popular commander, right? That is in the Clue themed. So you have 15 to 20 commanders, actual commanders that are in Clue themes, and you lean into that and it's just like a cool version of those cards. Why put Shocklands in it? It just doesn't make any sense. And this is where I go to like, Wizards isn't communicating from A to B. The team that was working on Clue was not communicating with the team that was working on Ravnica Remastered, because it just doesn't make sense. Both both first look for both products use steam vents, both parts, both the same exact Shockland. It just doesn't make any, like, they're not.
Well, that's the best Shockland though, right?
Yeah, it's the most coveted Shockland. Yeah,
I guess.
But like, again, marketing two products.
Why didn't they put up the worst Shockland? That would have really sold the product.
Marketing
better.
Two products with a Shockland when one is a main set, one's a standalone product. Like, it doesn't. I this is one of those things. I think you're going to beat on this drum, and we're never going to see eye to eye. And it doesn't make sense to keep just rehashing. But I will say, it's gotten to the point where I've been annoyed. Where anytime there's an announcement of anything, the first thing to come out of our community is like, this is Wizards just doesn't get it. It's horrible. And I'm feeling the drain of that. So part of it might be me just being like, I don't want to complain about it. I don't want to feel the drain. I want to find some of the fun in this stuff.
Feel the fun, baby. That's my motto.
It'd be interesting to see this thing. It feels like it's not even like a board game. It's got 8 ready to play boosters in it. And it's like, I think it's like a one and done.
You gotta look this up. What's it called?
Like, you pay $70 and you open up the booster packs and then, like, you can't play again.
It's, now that would be, that would be,
because it's like,
let's call it interesting. Well, if it is jumpstart, you can play again, because we sleeved up all the jumpstart packs we opened. Yeah. And then just reshuffle. You ever played that game Smash Up?
Take them all apart then.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, at the end of when you're playing, you take them all apart and you put them back in their little areas. But yeah, it's so much fun.
Anyway, let's get into the actual set, though. That was the thing that surprised me the most, though, about the announcement.
I like the goblin in it. Krenko, Baron of Tin Street.
You know what surprised me about this set, if we want to talk about surprise? How viable they just decided to make Burn. They're like, you know what? Everyone's playing mid-range good stuff and hardcore depth piles and up the beanstalk. Screw you. Here's Lightning Helix and Shock. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a fast addition to Standard.
Well, listen, Boros Aggro doesn't hurt either. And like, Pioneer sped up. Standard's going to speed up.
Was Lightning Helix not in Pioneer?
I think it probably... was it? I think I don't think it is. Correct me in the comment section.
It was a modern. I know it used to be.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's in modern. Yeah. Correct me in the comment section, but I don't think it is.
Yeah. Interesting. I was surprised also that we didn't see any like big reprint cards in the main set. Like, usually they put, like, for Wilds of Eldraine, I think the first set, the card they released was Doubling Season. And like, there's not that in the set so far.
This one, what is it? The first card you see standing by itself is Deduce, which is just,
yeah,
trash. I mean, I guess you see the intro with the frames and the light. Lightning Helix, I think, is meant to be that card here.
It's like a 30-cent card.
Yeah, great. But it's really fun to have in various formats.
Sure.
Like, it's a very fun card to play with, and it's iconic.
Everything is about your market update, Louie.
My point was, like, Doubling Season sells boxes. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I do like the monocle frame showcase.
Magnifying glass showcase, mm-hmm. or whatever that's called?
Yeah.
Showcase Magnified is the name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks cool. It's too many variants. I'm going to say it.
3 variants, yeah. Three There's different more. Showcases. Well, in like the collection boxes, yeah.
So what do you think of the showcase dossier?
I hate him. Like,
absolutely. Why do you hate him? Why do you hate
him? It's off center.
Well, that's very tilting. Literally, get it.
I like the showcase Ravnica City. That looks dope.
But what? No. What's the correct answer? Why do you hate the showcase dossier? Just say it. You take all my takes. You got this one. I believe in you. I'm sending it to you.
Is it the font?
It's every card looks like a white card. I thought upon first glance, all white cards. They're not.
That's
they're
crazy,
various yeah. colors. I thought it was all white cards.
Yeah, they have a little bit of a change there in the thing.
Yeah.
I just think they look ugly. Like, the font is...
It's like...
I don't know. Like, they're really leaning into, like, the clue thing. And, like, I get it. But you have to ask the question.
That's wild.
15 years ago.
Do Magic players really want their Magic cards to look like clue cards?
I gotta Google
Like, this. Wizards does this stuff. And it's like, are you even thinking about what the consumer wants? Are you just trying to be cute all the time?
This is a function of releasing, you know, 11 sets a year or whatever. Like, you're going to have to reach and scrape the bottom of the barrel and try some stuff. And it's like, some of it's not going to work, and this is not working.
But they don't, right? They could just only have one showcase variant.
How many copies of Clue?
Internally, they think they need them, I'm sure.
How many copies of Clue sell every year in the U.S.?
2 million.
17. Hold on.
That many. 3 million copies of Clue sell every year.
I was pretty close.
Really? That's insane.
How did we pick TCGs? We picked the only industry that can't sell anything.
Yeah, that's because they make
bicycles, cards. George.
I bet you Clue cards don't even look like this. I don't know. They just look ugly.
3 million copies. I would have lost that bet. I would have bet like 500,000.
Josh, I think the reason they do it is because they don't want you to be able to figure out the EV of the boxes.
They're scared of Louis' videos. They're scared of Louis' videos. They've seen what happens before.
Between Louis and I, we have the data. We have the presentation skills. We might blow up this industry, dude. You never know.
My God. Like, remember Magic in 2017, 2018, when everybody was doing mass box openings all the time? Like, that was the big news. That was the big thing. Like, you can't do that now because you can't calculate it. Like, you can't calculate the risk that you're taking.
Well, that's, it's because of the variance.
Yeah, and so, like, I think that might be one reason that they do so many variants.
Here's the difference, though. You can calculate it. It's just far more complex, and the variance in that calculation is going to be AI. Wild.
You would have to open, like, where previously you could probably get away with a massive box opening like 300 boxes, and it was just draft boxes, right? You would have to open, I would guess, 800 to 900 set boxes now.
There's no more set boxes ever again.
Play boosters. I think you would have to open like in the 800 range to get the, because you have to hit the you have to even out your playing field, right? Like, you have to do enough. You have to open a wide enough variable of product to guarantee that you get the average.
I mean, that's wild.
You're too grounded.
Some games don't even sell 900 boxes like a set. So, like, opening 900 boxes of a single
paper box. I shouldn't have given you any of this information. This is dangerous. I don't know what I'm thinking.
It's saying like some games.
Louis,
shout out to
you could tell you're too much of a store owner. You're too grounded in reality.
Like, that's my thing, baby.
Just digitally, theoretically, mathematically open 3,000 boxes.
Yeah.
And then get the rates from there.
You create the system and I'll make the video.
You create the system, I'll profit.
Yeah, the profit.
I want my $10 for these videos.
I gotta be honest, I'm worried about this set.
What, like, set?
The Clue set.
Oh, that's not going to go well. That's going to do terribly. That's why. You could not be worried. You could just know this.
I'm wondering, like, if it gets carried by the idea that the play booster exists. And it's going to come off the back of a set that doesn't do well.
No.
Right?
Nobody wants a Clue set.
Well, I think the play booster will certainly sell it. Like, I think people will want to experience the play booster first and foremost. So I think, like, that will drive initial demand. But my question is not, like, open a week. It's like, 3 weeks later, does this look like Ixalan, where like everybody wants more, or does this look like, I don't know, Crimson Vow?
almost every Magic set looks closer to Crimson Vow than it does Ixalan 3 weeks after release. Magic is very like wild. 2-3 weeks after release, demand falls off.
We didn't have a ton of that. Like, even Phyrexia All Will Be One held up pretty well.
Well, again, that was the complete bundle kind of extending our care.
So do you think the Clue thing is their version of the complete bundle?
God, if so, how could they go from so good to so bad? How could they go from, like, hey, look, something everyone clearly wants, to jumpstart again? Maybe
3 million Clue.
The best part is we all got hype for them being done with Jumpstart, just for them to slap expensive Jumpstart in our face.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
I guess pack-to-pack, it's like way more expensive too.
Yeah, significantly.
Like, disgustingly more expensive. But don't worry, you can play Clue while you play Magic. All right, they also, George, this is going to blow George's mind.
It was Chris Cox in the R&D department with the candlestick.
Killing Magic. Murdering Magic. All right, George, this is going to blow your mind. They have, what's it called? I can't. Invisible ink cards.
This is the worst. worst.
You had to pee on the card.
I sent it in the Discord. You could watch the video of the little invisible ink card. It's like 3 seconds.
Wait. Yeah, watch it. Go to the Discord.
Is it an empty card?
No, it's the card in the dossier version, which is hilarious. Like the
which is already not great, yeah.
And then you turn it or put it in black light, and you can see the invisible ink.
I like that. That's fun.
I don't know.
Wait,
man.
Is it glow in the dark, or is it like you have to have like a black light?
I think they are showing it under black light. So
the text.
How will you hold one? I didn't think about that. Like, will you have to, like, are you going to have to, like, sell black lights at your LKS? Be like, hey, man.
That's the bundle. And a black light. That's the bundle, baby. Get some Alibaba.
You're going to see some stuff at that game store.
So, yeah, that game. My that, take.
All right, store owners. Gets to cleaning.
I don't know if I want a horde of magic people running around with a black light, but
I know I do not.
We'll change the light.
Is there really no way to tell you got one?
We've got fluorescent lights in the store. We'll change lights to fluorescent lights.
How many content creators are going to be like, all right, let's turn on the black light. Oh, never mind. Let's turn that off.
Is there really no way to tell?
No, I think it says in the text that you can tell by looking at the card at various angles. I think it's just easier to see under the
black. I think it's gonna be basically like the step and complete foils. Where when you look on it straight on, you could hardly tell and you turn it. And it had all those Phyrexian logos on it. You guys loved them. I said they were a scam.
No, nobody loved them. We said they're not as bad as you say they are.
Well, I guess terrible. Like for the invisible ink, like I guess like
why?
Yeah, why? Like I don't get this one. I'll be honest.
My favorite is going to be the retailers who write with invisible ink pens on the cards.
They can do that for every card. Like, what?
I'm doing that on all my cards for the MTG Chicago cut.
What does the invisible ink get you? Like, is it like a different card underneath it?
Gives you a buff. Gives you a bonus. No, it just has like
random crap.
You're taking me back to like the late 90s, early 2000s. Foil lands tap for two.
Why?
Or it would be early 2000s. Yeah, foil lands tap for two.
Yeah.
In Allen and Ginter baseball cards, they have rip cards where you get a card and there's a little mini card inside the card. You can choose to destroy the big card and rip it and get the mini card or not. That would have been really cool compared to this.
Nah,
this is terrible.
That both things seem pretty
Neither
bad.
Of these ideas are yeah. great.
Rip cards are great. Rip cards are goated.
Maybe last thing you're not going to say your boxes is serialized out of 250, not 500.
Good. Coming down, finally.
Josh, did they say how many cards are serialized?
Don't think so.
Interesting.
I think it's everything with the Ravnica City treatment.
Perfect. Let's speculate. Do you think that they halved the amount of individual cards, or did they do the same amount of cards, but they doubled the number of cards that are serialized? So in other words, before we had 50 serialized out of 500, right? Something like that? Mm-hmm. Is there 50 serialized out of 250, or is there going to be 100 serialized out of 250?
50 serialized out of 250.
That's my gut, too. I'm with you.
Okay. Does that mean, ready for it?
I'm ready.
That they then halved the amount of boxes being printed?
No, I think they're harder to get.
You think they're going to be harder to get?
Magic's been signaling for the last couple sets that they want things in their boxes to be harder to get. Your confetti foils, your Jurassic Park emblem cards, they're really hard to get. I think these are going to be hard to get.
I'm going to take the opposite of that. I think they know this set's not going to do very well. they couldn't get away with 500 cards. So they were like...
Every box has one in it. It's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
So and it's invisible.
It's invisible serialized.
Numbered.
The invisible serialized would have been. That would have
oh
been
my better. God. Damn it. Chris Cox, get in my DMs. I can save this. Like, it can, like it looks the exact same. And you have to have, like, a really, like, powerful black light on every one of your cards to see if it's numbered or not.
Everyone's going to Cosmic Bowling Night to play Magic.
What? Go to the arcade. What a missed opportunity. What a missed opportunity.
I think they are reducing the print run. And
I think they're reducing the print run.
They couldn't keep it to 500 because otherwise.
Well, also, like, they've been clear. Like, they're reducing print runs, period.
Yeah. They have been.
So, you know, they're doing the opposite of Pokemon, basically. We'll see how it pans out for everybody.
Yeah. They're probably like getting Pokemon's printers. They're probably like, hey, it seems like you guys have some free time on your hands.
You're not going to use this.
All right. Well, interesting. For what it's worth, I think that the limited environment will be a lot of fun. Like, I think the set looks cool. Like, you've got demons and angels, and you've got, humans. Like, I like that theme.
Yeah, demons, angels, human detectives.
It feels like, Black, you know, ink. It feels zombie detective. That's fun, right? But I just think like the stuff in it, I don't know.
You didn't talk about the special guests. Crashing Footfalls is a cool special guest card. That's neat.
I don't get it. Why is a dinosaur a special guest in this banner?
In what banner?
In this banner. What?
The special guest is just a way to reprint cards that need reprinting. Crashing Footfalls
it wasn't that way in Jurassic Park with Ixalan. Like, Ixalan and Jurassic Park made sense. Like, why aren't these...
God, your random love of
Jurassic Park was like the universes beyond. There was also special guests in Jurassic Park that demons, was Mana Crypt.
Humans, random guy.
Why Mana Crypt
in there? And that's not practical.
Mana Crypt and the Merfolk were special guests in theirs in Jurassic Park. Yeah, that was a Jurassic Park, or in Ixalan. Jurassic Park was a different subset. That wasn't special guests.
A different subset.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Interesting. Yeah. I still don't get why there's dinosaurs in here. It's just like a random slot to reprint. It's just like the list slot.
Why was there Merfolk in Ixalan or Mana Crypt?
But Merfolk were part of the main set. There's literally a commander deck that is Merfolk.
I'm sure that there are special guests that shouldn't have been there, but I just don't have any off the top of my head there.
There's only 15 special guests, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not and sure.
Also, time out. Crashing Footfalls, by the way, not dinosaurs. Definitely rhinos.
That's a dinosaur.
Create 2/4/4 green rhino creature tokens.
I'm pretty sure in order to be that big of a rhino, you have to have some prehistoric
element. Some dino DNA in that piece. Yeah. A little black light, got to get in there.
I'd like to see your receipts, your DNA receipts.
That kid on that basketball team is not 12.
Did you see that?
No.
No.
I don't.
Did I make a topical reference? Because I missed it.
All right, let's talk about Ravnica Remastered.
Goat.
Speaking of serialized cards, last week, apologies, everybody, we maybe missed the idea that they're serialized cards in Ravnica.
We did not. I asked you this. They made a statement. They updated the article.
Oh, okay.
I asked you, did we miss this? And then I sent you the tweet that came out that Friday or whatever. So we didn't miss it. We're great. We're good.
I've been feeling guilty all week.
We're good.
Love that it wouldn't have surprised any of us if we missed this stuff.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
And would
not
have missed it since like March or whatever.
If you're coming here for the news, look elsewhere. Go to
come here for the memes and the
MTG story. Goldfish has a great website.
Okay, so
and a weird voice.
We've got serialized Birds of Paradise, Steam Vents, and Nidamithid.
Yep.
What does this do for the set?
A lot.
Yeah. It's probably the only reason anyone buys a collector box ever.
A serialized Birds of Prey is going to be amazing.
Birds of Paradise, George.
Yeah.
Paradise and Prey, very different. Played.
Yeah.
That's true. That's actually true. I looked at the artwork. My artwork is better.
It's
give me that OG artwork.
It's the second printing, I think, of Birds, right? That art?
Yeah.
Disappointment. What happened to the first artist? Why can't they use the first one?
Well, they just used that in Magic 30
and
Dominaria Remastered. And
Dominaria Remastered.
So they're going back to they've got to find new wells to go back.
Birds of Paradise in both Dominaria and Ravnica?
Yeah. Yes.
Wow. That's why the card is so cheap.
Well, yeah. Yep.
You know what though?
It was
my favorite art on a card.
It was also, remember, Magic when they announced Magic 30th, they like they made a big deal that this was the first time you could get the retro frame Birds of Paradise in the original artwork since Alpha or Beta. And then like 3 weeks later, after they used that to sell the entire Magic 30th, 3 weeks later, and people were like, that's going to be a $300 card.
That's what they used to sell Magic 30th. It wasn't any of the reserve list cards that you could get in their original cards too, but
like they were promoting it in the thing. Like that was their one of the cards that they highlighted.
I'm pretty sure it's just the first card that they showed that did exactly what you said this one did. It was like, ah, this one isn't that special. We got some real stuff to show you later. No. That's how I took it. That was how I felt about it.
No.
So, yeah.
Not anymore.
Definitely not anymore.
Who was the designer of that card? Who's the artist? That was somebody famous, right?
Mark Poole. Yeah.
Mark Poole.
We just said it.
Josh. Shout out to Mark.
All right. So I think serialized cards were absolutely needed to sell any amount of the collector boxes. I agree with that. I feel like maybe that this is going to actually hurt the set more than it helps the set.
Wait. What? How is this going to hurt the set?
So in order to do 500 serialized cards like this, it means that they did not reduce the print run.
Compared to Dominaria Remastered. We do not know that
compared to Dominaria Remastered.
You don't know that at all. Every pack you have 15
If you wanted to tell me it had the same print run as Brothers War Collectors, because there's 500 to 500, and maybe it's the same number, we'll get on board. But
right. Okay, let's get on that board. I just think like by doing serialized cards, you have to print a minimum number of boxes. Like you can't have serialized cards.
I'm not walking away because this take is bad. I'm not.
You can't have serialized cards pulling in every three boxes or every four boxes, because then they just completely lose any value that they would have had.
Yeah.
So like you have to print a lot of boxes in order to make serialized cards viable.
I don't think that's true.
You just don't have
there's more common. There gets more common pulls.
Yeah, super, super small print run. They're super common. The set runs out. All of a sudden, people realize they want them.
I think what Wizards should do is have different numbers, right? Out of 500, out of 100, out of 50, out of 10, out of 5, out of 1. But like, if they're not going to do that, if you're going to stick to out of 500, they should not be hard pulls. That's a big word alert. That's a big denominator. Denominator. Word of the day. Louis, that's the bottom number of a fraction, Louis. God, I hope that's right now. That's a big denominator. Do you know what
the top number is called?
Numerator.
Yeah.
Oh, where are you at? Where are you at, fourth graders? Where are you at, fourth graders?
Hopefully not watching this podcast.
I didn't think you were going to know it.
I'm not going to lie, neither did I. if it's gonna be out of 500, they should be easy pulls. I don't like hard out of 500 pulls. That makes no sense to me.
That goes against what Josh said Wizards wants.
Josh said that earlier, right?
Josh, you think Wizards wants these serialized cards to be hard pulls?
Yeah. Well, they want something in the set that's a hard pull. It seems like they've trended in that direction for the last couple sets. They've acknowledged that we need chase cards.
If there's 50 different, how many kinds of serialized cards are there?
I don't think we know that number for Ravnica Remastered yet. But historically, it has been 50 cards that are of
5. 50 plus.
There's going to be some garbage serialized
cards. Brothers War was 63.
Oh, nailed it. Got it. Say it with confidence. You got it.
Cool.
Yeah,
it's the same number of sorcery uniques. So I was worried that I was too sorcery ridden. Nice watch, George.
Thank you.
I don't know. I've never seen that one.
I had a watch podcast.
Shout out to the Spotify listener.
When the watch podcast comes out, we'll link it below because you'll hear George on a podcast where he actually knows something about the topic. It'll be a new experience for all of you.
Not going to link
yours. He texts me afterwards. He goes, that's weird. I have way more respect for you and Louis now. And I said, what? He goes, being on a podcast where you know something about the topic is very difficult.
It's so hard. It's so much harder when you know the topic. You can't just come up here and like tell funny stories. You gotta like actually like discuss the topics. That's it's a nightmare.
No, dude, you do you. Live the dream.
I mean, like there's gonna be some absolute horrific garbage cards that are serialized in this set. I guarantee.
Oh, 100%.
And like, so, like yeah. you know, like
you're looking at one of them. Nibmizzet Perrin is.
Yeah, I mean, like you know, there's only be so many birds.
What's the Nibmizzet Perrin serialized card go for, Louis? The absolute garbage Nibmizzet Perrin. $50, $40.
Oh wow, that
80, 90.
What?
Probably
my
guess. 80, 90.
Okay.
Yeah. Unless it's what Josh or unless it's what George is saying, which is that. You get
unless you're gonna say unless what Josh buys out.
I just like I don't know. This is gonna be a wild one.
Yeah. Out of 500, just like it's too common. Make him out of 100. Add some spice to your life, baby.
Can I tell you I'm having fear?
Love it.
I'm here for you.
Every time that I know, I just know a set's gonna be trash. It's not, and I'm so wrong. I'm having fear that this is going to be where Wizards of the Coast is like, look, we get it. We got it all along. And it's limited print. The collector boxes are hard to get. Serialized cards hold crazy value. People want just the regular foil shocks. I'm afraid. Listen, I'm with you guys. I believe you. But if it swings in the other direction, it's just another
mark in the I'm wrong. I am willing to take the lack of a W, I guess. It's not really an L for me if I just don't do anything with it. I'm willing to take the lack of a W and be wrong about this one. I don't see why any. I don't hear anybody being like, "I'm excited for Ravnica Remastered."
I'm excited.
No, you're not.
Birds of Paradise. It's a great card.
You're not. You're not excited. This was wild.
Birds of Paradise. I love this. You know.
I hope this does affect the foil Birds of Paradise from Dominaria Remastered because I almost bought myself a playset of the foil retro frame ones just because I like them. They look pretty.
Is it a good card?
No, I just really like them. I mean, I like looking at them.
Subjective, but it's a good card. One.
Oh, that's right. You play Commander where you can be like, hey, let my Birds of Paradise live.
And your opinion on Magic is my opinion of Magic. All right. Like, I say this. Like,
a great Commander card. It's mana ramp on turn one. So, I mean, it's good. It's good.
Nobody plays Commander. That was for you, Louis.
Thank you. Josh got angry, so he's opening up a box topper. There you go. That's a good Commander card, too.
Yeah, I know. I want it gone.
All right. Ravnica, we'll see how it does.
It'll be good.
It won't be.
All right. This is my topic. The new Amazon. So,
Yes. That's what I'm in on.
This is a fun count, yeah.
So, today... TCG player put out an email that was like, hey, buy this. And it was a link to Universes Beyond Tales of the Middle Earth bundle on TCG player through the gaming company. And they had 3,500.
Not to be confused with the boring gaming company.
They've sold 2,000, but they had 3,500 bundles on their website. In addition, the gaming company also had opened at least 200, because at the time it was 243, the One Rings from the bundle. So I don't know, man. Not Amazon. TCG player getting product and then putting it on their own account is like crazy to me. Like,
it's not crazy. It's just Card Shop Live. That's all it is. It's just Card Shop Live again.
If that happens, where like this is going to become the normal.
Well,
that's
going to
be wild. That's going to be wild.
Okay, so like, there's a couple things that, unsurprisingly, Louis did not mention. It is not like a huge dump. They're at $10 below retail. It's nowhere near our cost. Kill that,
homie. That's true.
Like
they did undercut the market on the One Ring by like $10.
That's the deal. That's the big deal. And when the market undercuts them, guess what they can do?
What I'm more surprised by is that, like, this was a really hot product.
So we are seeing a big restock on a lot of the Lord of the Rings stuff. I got Lord of the Rings Commander decks. I didn't know that they had, I don't know if they have bundles or not, but
they will now.
They were, so Card Rush was at $70 for the bundle. So they undercut the market by $15.
Yeah.
But the supply is the
$25, right?
Nope.
How much is the bundle?
70 and 55.
Oh, that was 45. My bad.
No. Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. Gaming companies at the bottom again. Somebody undercut them. Yeah. Must have sold. That's crazy.
I mean, you know, it's not great. But it's also one product and it's nowhere near, and it's $10
well,
less than
MSRP. Well, it's not really one product if you go to their store.
How many I've got a friend have? That would like to have a conversation with you, George.
Channel Fireball has lots of products.
I've got a friend that would like to,
they have draft booster boxes.
They'd like to talk. They'd like to talk to you.
You can keep those.
They only have one, though. They only have one draft booster.
Okay. They have one box.
I didn't, I didn't look at the actual volume of it.
The hometown shop is stocked more than Channel Fireball. They've got a bunch of
Dragon Ball Super.
My Hero Academia. Is that your next game, Louie? You can be honest with me. Tell me.
No, I had to buy Dragon Ball Super in order to get One Piece this week, though. Case to case. Welcome to American.
I thought Dragon Ball Super just doing good, is it not?
No clue. I sold the case below my cost on TCG.
Yeah, but you know, I'm assuming OP is doing all right for you.
They didn't have that much other stuff at the game company, but
so I was right. Like, I mean, as long as product is not
well, it's hold on, it just happened. It literally just happened. They don't have that much stuff on there yet.
Yeah, as long as this stays, as long as this stays, products that don't release on. If this turns into like new release products, TCG Player is putting up pre-orders and like they can compete with the market and not have to pay fees. Not going to be good for LGSs.
If they buy Wizards of the Coast and only make themselves the sole distributor and the sole purveyor of Magic the Gathering, that would also be bad.
Imagine if this product is around in 10 years.
To the moon. To the moon.
But anyway. Any other thoughts on that?
I didn't realize this. I never look at the TCG Player ads. For someone who's on TCG Player a lot, never once. I couldn't believe this.
I will
say it at the top of the website, too.
Yeah. They have the email. It's on the top of the website. I'm like, this is wild.
Yeah.
They got bags,
I don't get it. I don't get it because it's not a product that I would think you would need like TCG Player's help to move. Like, even that quantity, I wouldn't think you would need that many to move.
It is TCG Player, though. They own
that's my well, yeah. Isn't that the speculation, or do we know the gaming company is TCG Player?
We are speculating that the gaming company is X Card Shop Live, X.
I'm not speculating.
What if it's Wizards of the Coast?
I'm assuming they made a deal with TCG Player. Somebody did, but like,
this is actually a TCG Player? You think TCG Player is just promoting an individual seller's?
It would have to be WotC or Amazon or someone massively.
Like that's a lot of boxes, Louie.
It could also just be TCG Player, and they got boxes from a distro or something like that, right?
But why would distro sell it to them?
It would also why would be
they
weird.
Card Shop Live. They own Card Shop Live.
Does TCG Player normally receive product? Like,
so they are doing this. They did this with a bunch of indie TCGs all the time. Like that, like. And they also have the direct program, right? Where they have warehouses now where they're shipping products.
Like, those are indies. Like this is, you know.
No, not... the direct program is all magic. Yeah. It's all magic. Trust me, I've been going through it all week. I signed up for the direct program this week.
Did you really? What does that do for you?
Very stressed about it. So instead of shipping out orders to 500 different people, we ship one box of orders to TCG Player, and then TCG Player ships reimburse TCG Player the cards.
So TCG Player ships cards that are ordered from you, and then you make TCG Player whole.
Yeah.
Why does everybody do that?
Well, the fee structure, I'm going to probably not do it anymore because the fee structure is pretty severe. Let's call it that. Yeah.
But you move way more inventory.
We sold 500 cards yesterday.
Oh my God.
Cards under $3, they take 50%.
Yikes.
And then cards $3 to $20, there's a different threshold, and they basically make it sound like they are replacing your shipping fee.
You still have to pay to ship to TCG Player.
It also doesn't work that way on their end. Like they're shipping, I don't want to get into it, but I think if I'm going to continue to do it, I have to change the way that I buy singles. Like, I'd have to give a different percentage for cards under $10.
Yeah.
Well, probably under $10, the way their fees work. Like, if I did a different percentage under $10, it would work, but I don't know how that would affect the amount of cards that I end up buying. So,
yeah.
You'd have to change your target buys too, like we talked about. Like,
yeah. And like, the nice thing is, like, we sold a TCG market price $30 card. We sold it for $38. Because right. that was the direct low price. And so even though the percentages are higher, we made an extra $3 or $4. And then in addition, we don't have to spend the $4 to ship that card with tracking. Right. So you make money off of the higher end cards. But
don't you still have to spend money to ship them to TCG Player?
Yeah, no, but you're shipping one. It was $8. It was $8 to ship all 500 orders.
Right. I got you. Okay.
Way cheaper than, I mean, that's a non... It's not even a cost, basically.
Sure.
What I would have been spending. So, I don't know. It's interesting. But it definitely shows, like, if they keep doing stuff like this, it shows that they are trying to be more than just, like, hey, use us as a marketplace.
I mean, eBay bought them.
Right.
Like, this could come as a surprise. Like, eBay's next move has to be into distribution. It has to. Like, if not, like, what are they doing?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like,
I'm not saying I'm surprised. I'm saying that it sucks.
I mean, like, you know, eBay's worth more than every distributor combined, is my guess. And it's not even close. So, like, you know, they're the big dog in the market. I'm candidly surprised that some of these games haven't folded to TCG Player. Like, you know, like, Lurkana hasn't done it with TCG Player. And that surprises me. That shocks me.
Yeah.
One Piece hasn't done a lot with TCG Player, have they?
One Piece is one of the top four. You got Magic, Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon, Digimon, Fab, One Piece, Disney, Lorcana. It's like on the top there.
Yeah, but they haven't done the buy our kit nonsense, have they?
No. Digimon being up there is wild to me.
I want you to know, big shout out, I miss Card Fight Buddy or Card Fight, whatever the heck that was up there. That was forever.
Yeah.
I miss that one. Bring it back. Bring it back, TCG Player.
It's always fun to watch them come and go off of the top page of TCG Player.
Yeah, and like, listen, this has got to be like an ad spot you pay for, because you clearly don't have to sell a lot of boxes to be on this thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
But you just don't.
Are you guys ready to move to One Piece? This is a good transition to One Piece.
I don't know if I've ever been ready for anything more in my life.
Pokemon community, I follow like three different Pokemon community X's. It's not called Twitter anymore. It's called X. I don't know if you guys knew that or not. You guys aren't on Twitter like I am.
Nobody should be on Twitter like you're on Twitter.
We got to do our conspiracy theory podcast. I know so much.
What do you say? You know too much?
Oh yeah, no, way too much.
Deep state.
Don't say that out loud, dude. What are you doing?
Watched the Anthrax thing on Netflix. Wild.
Those are my favorite. But that type of documentary where it's just like completely wild nonsense is so much fun.
I don't think you're supposed to use the word documentary there, bud.
Anything can be a documentary. This is a documentary of three idiots who don't know anything about TCGs. Like, welcome to it.
We're documenting it, aren't we? Aren't we?
But our Taylor Swift knowledge is unrivaled.
God, I'm so happy you signed Person of the Year. Makes me so happy.
Oh my gosh. All right, so a bunch of the Pokemon communities all of a sudden have been talking about One Piece.
Yeah, because their game is dead.
Yeah, that's fair.
They're like, you think we can sell a box of that?
I got all this money in my pocket. I gotta spend.
They talk about three games: Pokemon, they talk about One Piece, and they talk about Lorcana. Those are the three things that they are aware of. Nothing else matters, right?
That's right.
Today, one of them tweeted out, "Do you guys think Lorcana could become one of the top four games like One Piece did?" I was like, I am so ready to talk about this on the podcast. All this time, we're talking about the next fourth game, and it's been One Piece all along.
Hold on. Let's qualify that statement. It's been One Piece all along, according to this guy that Louis follows in his conspiracy theory Twitter.
according to Pokemon Deals Community on Twitter. It is
I mean, like, what's wild is, like, I don't think he's entirely, like, I think he's wrong with the One Piece thing, but, like, Lorcana is absolutely the fourth biggest game right now. What's bigger?
By players?
Anyway.
By players, not on your imaginary make-believe app.
Yeah. Yeah.
One Piece.
Shout out to Pixelborn.
One Piece.
You're out of your mind.
One Piece is huge.
See, Louis knows what he's doing because the audience that we've worked hard and cultivated over the time we've been on YouTube hates Lorcana because it breaks all of these rules. They hate it.
You're out of your mind.
I see what you're doing, Louis. I respect it.
Where are the players for Lorcana?
Like, at every LGS. How many Lorcana players do you have?
Maybe like 10 to 15.
That's not what you said the other day, but that's all right. How many One Piece players did you have? Day? You said 24. That's okay. But how many?
Then I straight up lied to you.
I'm used to that. How many One Piece players do you have?
We have like 5 to 6.
I'm confused.
I mean.
Yes, I mean what?
My LGS is not the like representation of everything.
Who do you think is selling more One Piece than Lorcana? Like, find me that LGS.
Listen. All right, whatever. I don't have the evidence to present to you.
Like, and you also can't get One Piece.
How many packs of Lorcana are sold in Walmart and Target and Barnes & Noble and Best Buy? I 100%
agree that Lorcana is higher sold than One Piece. I 100% agree with that.
So what makes a game bigger?
I said more players.
Louis Discord.
Literally what I said.
Well, the original question was, which is the bigger TCG? Then you said by players. But I want to know what
makes a game bigger. Has way more players. Way more.
Lorcana probably has more casual players. That's probably
you, especially you. LPS you players. Are all about the kitchen table player. That is where Lorcana thrives.
I can see it in your very distracting background right now.
Why is there a big line running up the left side?
Yeah, why is there?
Working monitor. That's why it's back there.
God.
You gotta buy a new one, dude.
I don't know, man. Anyway, I want to talk about the distribution of One Piece because it's wild. You have to pre-order this crap 6 months out.
Of course.
If you get to distro right now, you can't pre-order OP7 right now. Like the deadline to OP7 passed today. So
too many players. Too many players. I can't handle it all. Too much demand.
This is OP5. OP6, like if you became in distribution today, you wouldn't get OP5 at all. You wouldn't get any OP6, and you wouldn't have pre-ordered for OP7. Your first set would be OP8. Your first set would be 3 sets from now. Isn't that wild?
Totally. That is wild.
I just wanted to vent about that.
I can't believe you can't get anything until OP7.
I am so happy to know that came up in the Louis wheel of indies. I know. I'm so glad we know the next one.
It's not, an indie. It's not an indie.
Owned by Bandai.
It's not an indie. We went over this. I am surprised that you can't. What?
You track it at all?
No.
Will you?
If I get the automation stuff, so I don't have to do anything,
I'm in.
Then yes,
I'm in. I want
it will be added to the data vault, and the channel members shall prosper.
There's been a lot of boxes sold. I have no way of how to calculate. I mean, I'm not still. That's 3-4 pages.
Somebody asked me if I. The thing is, you can't pick up on in the middle because the value of the data vault is that these public sales fall off. You can't get them more than 90 days back. So the value there is once 90 days passes, you have that sales history.
There's 7 pages of sales today on TCG Player for One Piece. That doesn't include quantities. So it seems like a lot of boxes on. That's not including cases or not.
Wait, there's 7 pages today?
Yeah, for December 6th. Yeah.
For OP4?
For OP5. Awakening of the New Era Booster Box.
Okay. I was looking at the wrong set. Mostly because I don't know anything about it. But here we are, talking about another podcast.
I'm excited to be with you.
I am all surprised. Right. Like I said, that's really far out to have to like pre-order a set. 6 months is kind of scary.
More players in Lorcana. Straight face.
He He's doing the right thing. He's saying things that he's going to get the comment section to agree with.
Yeah. All right, comment section. You can tag this
for me.
You can tag this 58 minutes and 59 seconds into the podcast is when the sorcery content starts. Put your little every week. There's like three people who tag when sorcery starts.
They missed the Tay-Tay news. They missed the Tay-Tay news.
Tell them.
Person of the year. Not anybody in New Zealand. Nobody in New Zealand. Sorry, Eric. Get on her level. It's Tay-Tay. Tay-Tay, person of the millennium. Coming out soon.
All right. Sorcery to $200 to 0.2K. What does this do for beta?
I don't care about that. Tell me about your EV video.
The EV is nuts, but it's hard. It's hard because like it's so... so clumpy. Yeah.
is that the word you're looking for?
Yeah. Somebody was telling me today.
Josh got a hot case.
Dude, I got, and then I got the second one. It's been clumpy in a good way. Shout out to the people buying boxes over here.
What'd you get?
Every box had a core or a stone.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And like the foils were. Yeah, there was a
foil core or foil stone.
No, but the foils, there was like in every box, there was a really heavy hitting, like either the Blizzard Blink misprint foil or like a $70-$80 foil also in like all these boxes. Plus the, it was crazy.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
I think Sorcery is going to do the right thing here. They need to not give in to this craziness and release more boxes right away. This is going to come back down to earth like every indie TCG has. And then it's time to see where the market actually lives. Louis' FOMO videos will only pump the market so hard.
It was not a FOMO
video. Market update's back!
Louis' FOMO videos will inevitably do what FOMO videos do, crash the market. And then it's time to figure out where the actual demand lives.
Oh my God.
Yes, Louis?
I hate you so much.
It's great because it's like,
what? We're pumping your content.
It was not. I just reported the news.
I just reported the news.
We
get mad at me.
We appreciate you on the dump and on the pump, buddy.
Absolutely. I appreciate both sides of it. And like Louie, I'm cool with
saying
both sides.
Saying what the EV is not pumping it. What? You want me to just hold it back and just open boxes and reap the benefit of it?
How is that pumping it?
I was telling everybody that the singles are worth way more. They should start buying boxes up.
I never said that. I never said to buy boxes. In fact, I said after fees and shipping, I don't think it's worth the time to open up and sort the boxes.
Sorting sorcery is a big deal. There's a lot of cards.
It sucks.
There's a lot of cards.
Not fun.
There is sorcery singles retailers. Shout out you guys.
Shout out to Louis.
That's the one.
That's a like game
Louis
I want.
TCG player.
No, not just me. That is not a game I will be getting into.
Dude, sorcery. I will say the things that sorcery has going for that nobody talks about. There are a ton of people selling singles and making content for the game. It is crazy. Both sides of that, and that shows a lot of health to the game, in my opinion. I'll pump that. That shows a lot of health to the game. When people want to make content about it and want to open boxes for singles.
I don't think there's any doubt they're on a good spot right now. Nobody could fairly disagree with that, even with Louis' FOMO videos. Not fair.
Not a fair analysis of that video. FOMO, hold on. I am the arbiter of truth on this podcast.
God, I am the arbiter,
the mayor of fair, if you will.
You're the mayor of something.
Nobody voted for you.
All right. Well, I'm not defending you anymore. FOMO now also yes. Was going to be no. Now also yes. But weekly market update, 100%. Click the subscribe button if you want a sorcery weekly market update video because it's coming.
It's absolutely coming.
Leave a comment. If Josh helps me build it, so I don't have to do the data automatically.
Oh, no, buddy. Josh does.
I'll pay you.
Josh is expensive.
I'll pay you. Oh, my God. I got money now.
Hold on. George has had people reach out to me. You can't afford me.
If you're in the comment section and you know how to do that, hit me up. KitchenTableTCG@gmail.com. I'll find you some sorcery beta.
Do it for free for him.
So, all right, let's get back on topic, boys.
I have a hot take, Scoopy. I want to.
You always bring us back on topic.
No, not yet. I want to hear you get us back.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
This is gonna this will come back down to earth, is my guess. Like right now, it's a runaway train.
It's really gonna
come back down to earth. Absolutely.
I don't know if I can't agree that $200 a box is a runaway train. We've seen crazier.
We've seen way crazier, but like it's beta. It's not alpha.
I think that's the thing, is like alpha. This cannot go. There's a percentage here,
there's
right?
Hard, where like, there's a hard cap on this.
88 card house comes
that's
out.
What you're gonna edit of all the things we've 100%. Said in this podcast. That's what you're editing.
100%.
Leave that in. That'll be great content. They'll wonder what we said.
100%.
That's great content.
George, the reason I don't agree with your everything is like this is a runaway train is because I look for signs of people not buying. We saw this with Lurkana when the boxes hit $380, $400, and $420 upwards of there. People stopped buying. Like hard froze. People is sorcery are still buying. Yeah,
that's why it's a runaway train, not a stalled train. Like it will eventually run away, then it will come back down to earth, is my point.
But what we haven't. For the number of boxes sold, based on what you would think, there's only 17 retailers. The boxes are selling at an incredible clip, and the price should be going way higher than it is what I'm saying. So I think it's more control than you're giving your credit
out.
For. I think one of the things that
not
holds
in
it
TCG
back,
land, it didn't just come out. It's been out for forever now, as far as the TCG is concerned.
I think one of the things that holds it back, Josh, is that stores hold boxes back until it hits a threshold, right? So like, if I was a store that didn't care about sorcery and I saw boxes were selling very actively
that's a really mean way to frame the start of this conversation.
Well, like 88 Card House, I don't think they're just trying to make money. Like
what if 88 Card House is 14 sorcery players random game company? You have no idea. You have no clue.
They have to be the one on TCG player. I have no clue who they are. But listen to me. If you're a store who can get product from distribution and you see alphas pumping and you've got an extra 10K sitting around, you're like, I'll buy the sorcery game. I'll make some money. Boxes come out. You get busy. You had 15 different releases that week because sorcery was delayed and it came out in the middle of a million different releases. You forget about sorcery. This week, you're like, oh, man, I need some money to pay for my next release and whatever. All of a sudden, you look and like, oh, I'll put all these boxes up and it's pumping. That when the product goes up in value, it brings more attention to the game. And then retailers remember what they have, or they're like, I need to capitalize on it and I have to sell stuff. And so it holds it back. And so like, I think that that's kind of what's going to happen.
I don't think we're at the top yet. Like, I think it'll go up from here. But
okay.
Like,
okay. I think that's. That's what I'm saying, is I don't think we've reached the point, like, this apex
it will
of crazy
come back below this too eventually, is my point.
So oh, it should. It the, should.
The secondary market Discord server was on fire today. I was literally joking the entire time. There were people fighting like it was 2021, 2022, prime pandemic TCG
back.
World. It was
we are back.
They were arguing,
we're so back. It's so painful.
They were arguing left and right and up and down. They were being like, nobody plays this game. Everybody plays this game. Collectors.
Oh, the nobody plays this game meme is back.
It was.
Oh my god. I've never been on this side. I actually don't play this game.
I was in tears, laughing and just being so happy about it. But here's kind of what I think people forget. Nobody knows anything. We still don't know if they're going to release more boxes.
Oh, stop.
What?
Stop.
We don't know.
This could be the last time you ever see a sorcery card.
You're right.
I'm saying the opposite. Like, you can't say that boxes are going to pump because next week they could come out and say, hey, by the way, we got another distros coming out. We got another wave of boxes coming. And that will inevitably tank the value of the boxes. So, like, you're not going to see $200 boxes at that point.
I cannot imagine a world in which this team has not learned. Like, we know the team. We know they've seen the rise and fall of certain other indie TCGs. They don't want any part of that action. And one of the things that went wrong was that, like, the box price went absolutely bananas to the point where, like, people couldn't get the cards they needed. Then they way overprinted to make up for it, and the market absolutely became a crater.
I'm going to do this, and I'm willing, as Sorcery's second largest content creator, I'm in. Which I'm willing to do
true?
This.
Is that true?
I'm probably true.
That's probably true. Shout out to Josh.
Listen, I'm claiming it. And as someone who's actively trying to get Louis banned on this channel, since we're on Kitchen Table DCG, I'm willing to say they're printing more boxes. I have no one's told me that. I have
more boxes.
I have no information, but I'm willing to say they're printing more boxes.
I'll be stunned if they don't.
And if not, you heard it right here on Kitchen Table TCG.
I said this when beta was announced, that they would release boxes and then see what the market does and then choose to or to not.
And Rudy said he's getting more boxes.
Yeah, Rudy's getting the 6,000 boxes that contain all the smokestacks.
I thought it was 2,000.
No, it's 2,000 kits.
Thought it was 20,000.
And his last kit was 3 boxes per kit.
I mean, so we know there's more boxes somewhere.
Right.
If they just give Rudy the restock, that would do it. One of us is getting banned.
That means we're all the way back. That means we're all the way back.
Absolutely. We're all the way back.
If Rudy got the only restock, we're all the way back.
You want the second best version of a set? Go to Rudy.
We're all the way back. That's the most indie TCG thing you can do.
Right, here's the trick. I think this team has overpromised sometimes, but it's a competent team.
Only on delivery days.
And saying it's a boutique card game and the clumping. But other than that, you've nailed it.
They promised that the boxes wouldn't be clumped.
Yeah. But I mean, here's the point.
Said that.
They're a competent team. I have no doubt that they won't make the same mistakes that other indies did 2 or 3 years ago.
Well,
I don't think they will.
There's mistakes you can make and there's mistakes you can't make.
Right.
You can't make the mistake of overprinting.
I texted this to somebody the other day. Printing 5,000 less boxes than the market needs is about 10 million times better than printing 5,000 more boxes than the market needs. Because one, you have this kind of runaway train nonsense, right? You have it's frustrating for buyers, it's frustrating for players. I get it. It's not fun. The other is boxes just sit and every day they go lower. Yep. And eventually you're like, why? Like, what happened?
Right.
This is not ideal, but it's not bad. It's this nothing about this makes me, if boxes were 800, I'd be like, we have a problem.
Yeah.
They're $200. You can still buy them for players. People seem to be enjoying the box opening experience. I'll be honest. I have not played past the beta decks yet. That's all I've played with so far. And I've had a great time. This is totally fine, I think.
Singles are relatively still... I think building a deck in Sorcery is extremely cost-effective.
The big thing we had other indie TCGs was that boxes were too cheap and good cards were too expensive.
Pack with the Devil is it's a good unique, it's a good card. It's $15.
Yeah, that's my point is that and you only need one. Are not too expensive. If you want a good deck, you can build a good deck for a very reasonable price still.
We lost the thread here a bit too. The sorcery mechanic where only one of uniques. I'm not talking about in this conversation, just in TCGs, the only one of uniques and the rarity dictating how many copies of a card you can have in your deck. We lost the thread of all variance is the worst thing in the world. Some variance in trading card games when you're playing them makes it fun. It's the reason that George can sit down and play 1,000 games and snag a win somewhere, right? That's the whole point. And I love that. And the fact that you just named this card, it's a $15 card. For those who don't know, you can put one copy of it in your deck. So someone's not going to spend $60 and have this massive power spike over you.
I mean,
you get one copy of it.
It's
a very welcoming experience.
The two most popular DMs I got this week were Sorcery is dead, the box is too expensive, and Lorcana is dead, the boxes are too cheap.
That's not the most popular DM I got
Sorry for that second one.
It's just you guys, I think both games are in a totally healthy spot at the prices they're at.
Yeah.
Nothing about this $200 price scares me. It surprises me. I'm happy for them. It's better than it's doing better than I thought it was going to do. I'm happy for them. But,
scare me or surprise me more if boxes were selling for $200 and singles were worthless. That's when TCGs get into this weird spot for me, which is like, it's only speculation. It's yeah, only it's... flipping. Like when you see the singles market as active as like the sorcery singles market is, it says people are collecting sets. I don't know, building decks, playing, like it's a win. Alpha boxes sold for over 1K this week, George.
Yes. Yes. I'm in.
We're Alpha so 1K. Back
today. $1,009.
We got something new to 1K. Get out of here.
Get rid of it. Put your
something
alpha
new to 1K, baby. Let's do this.
It's time for everything to crash and burn. Time for it to crash and burn.
I don't know the boxes.
I did my last box opening for a member on the shelf. I don't have a sorcery box to put on top of anymore. Come on back.
Yeah, like, I mean, I think sorcery's doing good.
Yeah.
I love that we're back.
We'd much rather have a few too few boxes than a few too many boxes on the market.
I think that's fair. And again, you can always add boxes to the market. Remove them.
Yeah. Like, it's also like they didn't wildly underestimate demand.
No.
No, people are buying at these prices.
A month after? We're like a month past release,
yeah,
probably.
A little bit less than that. Yeah. It's good. It's doing good.
It's a little less than a month. It was November 11th or 7th? 11th, I want to say.
If I were them, I would add another like 10 to 15% of boxes to the distribution layer and then like see how that works.
Well, you'd add what? Sorry?
Like 10 to 15% more to distribution.
That sounds about right.
If you're operating in the runaway train theory, they need to be at distribution or ready to go out probably before things get too crazy, right?
No, let it crash. Let it crash a little bit, then see where you are.
Yeah.
Like right now, you could double the print run, they'd all sell.
Okay.
Like, you need to figure out what the actual, like we're getting Floricana in a minute here. We're about to see the real demand for Floricana.
I got more boxes today for Floricana.
Me
and
too.
I was like, oh man, let's see what happens.
all right, great transition.
Yeah, thank you. See, I did a good job on that one. I didn't say it, and then you both didn't know what to do.
Well, we're transitioning. It's the first time for you when we were worried about you.
Transitioning to Floricana. Floricana got
you. Thank God. So let's talk about the print run first. Oh, first, if you want to play Pixelborn's doing their tournament, you can go to playloricanatcg.com and sign up for their free tournament and you get points.
Wait, that's the website that Pixelborn got for this tournament?
What am I, a wizard? I don't know. You can go to playloricanatcg.com and sign up for the event. If you're a store, you can also run your events there, I think.
That's pretty huge.
Also, if you want to buy Floricana, I do have it at MSRP on the website now at gamegrove.gg.
Gamegrove.gg.
Just search Floricana up there. Get yourself some first chapter starter decks booster boxes.
You're going to sell out. You're going to be sold out by the time this hits.
I don't think so.
How many boxes are listed?
I've got a lot of boxes.
More than 150?
I don't know. Maybe.
No. Do you really?
I'm not disclosing that information to you.
What's your print run? Like
10 to 15% more.
I don't know. I'm doing Floricana box openings. I'm doing it. I'm going at MSRP likely. Like at MSRPs, there's plenty of margin, plenty of reasons to spread the game. Like, yeah.
It's still sounding like crazy. Yeah. Right, so we got a huge restock of wave one of chapter one. A big restock of chapter one.
And then another one and then more.
Yeah. Like, I mean, they said they were going to do this.
Yep. 100%.
Like, people are like, I can't believe how much the market's crashing. Like, why? Like,
they don't understand supply. Like, people don't understand supply and demand.
When you say they, you mean people.
The people who are complaining about it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, you guys, like, this will be an MSRP product or below.
It'll be below.
Yes.
Eventually. We didn't think it was going to happen before Christmas.
I didn't think it was going to happen before Christmas. I didn't think they could do it. I didn't think they could print enough boxes. Ravensburger
is really competent and great. That's what Louis always told us.
No,
right, Louis?
They finally put a sticker on their box. I'm very happy for them.
They have ramped up their supply in a really good way. I think it's a big win.
All right. And the next set is,
I would even call it a massive success. Their ability to get the boxes up.
And the next set is what? DuckTales. Come on, man.
DuckTales. That was a great game.
I am so I want, so like, I'll, all right, I'm going to fight it up here. Josh, get that foot alert up.
It's not there.
I wanted a Winnie the Pooh rare card in Chapter 2, and they did not give me it. I think I'm going to build a set of the DuckTales Enchanteds in Chapter 3.
There you go.
It's the first characters that they've done that I'm like, man, that's
my jam. Have we seen the Enchanteds yet?
No, but I'm assuming they'll be DuckTales.
We're speculating.
Scrooge McDuck is a great character.
God, it's so good.
Scrooge McDuck's gonna be good.
God, it's so good.
God, it's just so good. Like, look, Louis, you're looking at the cards. You're just on your second monitor looking at the cards and smiling. That's the whole thing. We all want to dig so much deeper, and that's it. That's the thing. Yeah.
I haven't played any of the set 2. I was just too busy when that set came out. I need to crack open those decks and play a little bit.
I want to give a shout out to my wife. She came home with two set 2 starter decks. It was like, I thought you would like, if I thought of you, bought these and we shuffled them up and like played together. I was like, oh my God, that's really thoughtful. She, by the way, hates all TCGs except Lorcana.
Of course.
So big shout out to her for being so thoughtful.
You could teach her about One Piece. It has a lot more players.
Man, so she likes Lorcana. If she really liked you, she would have gotten two Magic decks, and she would have sacrificed herself.
No, she's out. She likes it because it's Disney. We play, we chat, she sings. It's wonderful.
Yeah. It is wonderful. How's my granddaughter doing?
Great. She's not old enough for Lorcana. Although, I gave her Pokemon cards from the Trick or Trade packs the other day, and she loved them. She just carries one around and walks around the house.
And they love that stuff.
Yeah, she loves that stuff.
All they do is open packs. Hey, can I have a pack? Can I have a pack?
When she was a baby, we walked up to the coffee shop and I gave her a Magic card and she loved it. It turned out to be a foil copy of Murder. And I was like, maybe not that one.
Good part, you can give them Pokemon because it's like worthless. It's like giving like a penny card.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here's the first thing Charizard. Thanks, Daddy.
It's 100% fair.
I always wanted the $25 card.
This looks cool. Yeah. I mean, like, the only thing I wish is that they went back to three decks, because the two deck
thing, two decks.
It's two decks. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like two decks. Three decks is the way.
Three decks worked way better in Chapter 1.
I wonder why they're doing that. That's weird.
It's less work.
I wonder. Is that true?
Yeah. You only have to balance two decks against each other. You make three decks. You got to try to balance them to the best of your ability.
Yeah. And you always have one deck that's not going to sell as well, but I don't know.
If you're not selling all three at the same time, you're doing something wrong as a store. You want a deck, here's three.
No, that's so
absolutely. That's not how that works. You have a jaded view on how stores work for someone who's so successful.
Like,
if I could pick two things for them to fix, it would be going to three decks, and please, for the love of God, just pay Dragon Shield to make your sleeves.
The sleeves are rough.
We've been selling any sleeves, the outer that sleeves. Yeah. We've been selling Dragon Shield outer sleeves by the case. People love the Lorcana sleeves, and I put the Dragon Shield outer sleeves right next to them. So I get, like, every time somebody buys Lorcana sleeves, they also buy Dragon Shield. It's like I get to double dip on people buying sleeves. So I'll take it. Yeah, I'll take it.
I triple sleeved a card for the first time the other day. It's crazy.
Nobody did that with any other card game. It's interesting. The Lorcana sleeves, they really like.
Because they're fun, and it's great characters, and it's GOAT.
Yeah.
I would not play with branded art sleeves from the game.
Really?
That's too meta for you?
No, I like regular color sleeves. I'm going to do art sleeves. I want them to be something different. Like, I guess.
The Rick and Morty poopy butthole sleeves. Did you see those?
So good. So good.
What? What did you just say to me? I have no idea what you just said to me.
They have Rick and Morty Mr. Poopy Butthole sleeves. Dragon Shield.
What does that mean?
There's a character in Rick and Morty.
Wait, Rick and Morty?
I do not.
Gave him the comments, everybody.
I do all of my free time on this YouTube channel that's actively failing.
If you go to gamegrove.gg and search Mr. Poopy, it pops up as Mr. Poopy Butthole sleeves. Hold on. Because my favorite thing is when people buy those, I always say to them, I'm trying to find the picture so people can see it. Hold on. Where is it? Mr. Poopy Bowl. When people buy these sleeves at the store, I always say, there's a Dragon Shield executive. The CEO had to sit in a meeting and be like, hey guys, what do we got going out today to his shareholders? And he had to be like, you know what? We have Mr. Poopy Butthole Sleeves selling. They're selling super fast.
Listen, I'm game just because that had to happen. I'm in.
Dude, you got
to
watch Rick and Morty. You'd like it.
I can't believe really? Or watch Rick yeah. and Morty.
All right.
It's good.
It's probably not, ever going to air again, but no. It was really it
there's
really
got to be good. Somewhere online I can watch it.
No, it's yeah. on HBO Max. It's on, sorry, not HBO Max.
It's
on
Max. Just Max. Just Max. But the HBO Max app still exists. And yeah, just tells why? Me
and when you, and when you
instead of
it,
redirecting it says, me to the damn Max app, it doesn't check my system and go, oh, hey, so you have Max, redirect you. No, it just goes, nope, can't go anywhere. It's the worst. It's so bad. It's so bad.
Oh, I feel you on an intrinsic level. Okay. Do we have anything else to add?
DuckTales is GOAT. Lorcana is GOAT. Hyped. Comes out soon. A lot of sets.
When does that come out?
January, right?
March 8th.
That's no. Not
is that Hobby true? Hobby Store is February 23rd.
Okay, February.
So 5 Magic sets from now, it'll be out.
They're hitting their cadence. Like that was my fear with Lorcana. Were they yeah. able to hit their yeah. cadence?
That's impressive.
Like they have not missed yet. No delays. No delays.
I'm gonna have to go watch DuckTales now. There's a really good DuckTales. DuckTales. There's a really good Nintendo 64 DuckTales game too.
Is there?
I'm watching somebody on YouTube play and beat every Nintendo 64 game.
You need something to do with your time.
No, I have it like in the background, like when I'm like doing stuff.
You want to do a second podcast, bud?
No. My favorite YouTuber is retiring. I'm like very sad about it.
You should make a YouTube channel.
Wait, hold on. Retiring? Or
so like she's very clear about this. Like she's not failing. She's retiring. She's adamant.
Do we get to say that, Josh? When we
I want to make it very yeah. clear. When I stop making videos, I also retired.
Oh, but she actually has viewers.
Oh, wow. I don't have that, but I can still retire.
On that note, everyone, thank you for watching today. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. Make sure you go.
No, remember Josh. Remember him.
I was just going to say that. I was just going to pump him.
Make sure you get a discount Josh. On box openings on my channel, dude.
And what can they open next, Josh?
Sorcery and Lorcana. Well, I got one sorcery box left at this
don't
point.
Say don't say that loud. Just say.
Oh, I want it. I want it. Sold. I'm buying it. I'll wire you.
You're not a member, dude. You got to pay him. You got to pay retail.
He won't pay you. He owes me $82.
I'll pay retail. I don't care.
No.
Oh, wait, it's a God box. That's big brain strats.
You got to pull. So today I bought a foil Eric's Curiosa, and so I will. You can't pull that for me. So it'll be when you pull my foil beta stone. It'll help me pay off my foil Curiosa.
Wait. Oh, sorry, dude. I lost your video. I don't know what happened. Corruption.
God, I hope that's what happened.
Wow. No, that actually happened to one video. I had to send a guy a message. Didn't. Yeah. I lost the video footage. Yeah.
You just lost all your credibility and you just set it on.
No, I sent him his box and I sent him an email. Hold on. I sent him an email. I said, when you open your box, you'll know I didn't cheat you, bud.
It's a good box? What do you get? It's
ridiculous. Yeah.
What do you get?
Close the channel.
It's
close
great.
The channel.
Oh, okay. Sure. See ya.
You should have put them all back in packs and open them. Yeah. All right, everyone. Thanks for watching the podcast. Remember to be kind to the people around you. Go shop at GameGrove.gg.
Oh my God! Really? We're ending the plug now. Boo! Boo!
And made the zoo be with
oh
you.
My God, you can have the GamerGrove.gg on the TV screen behind you.
No, I like that. Why do you hate this so much?
It's so terrible. It is so terrible.
Why?
It's like so distracting.
I was going to get a LED of just the kitchen table TCG for the background. Like all those.
That would have been way better. Like the seizure inducing random cities. Why are you in Rome? Why are you in Rome?
There's sorcery cards. I'm officially a sorcery content creator now.
Sorcery has Rome in it?
Second biggest.
That's the Dome of Osiris, I think. Not that. That's a zombie. Anyway.
Really
I broke my monitor. So I got a new monitor. I was like, I don't want to throw this away. So I reuse it.
You can just replace the screen. Now you have boom.
That sounds really expensive. That's probably more expensive than buying a new monitor.
It is absolutely not.
I'm pretty sure it is. That's like a curved, like, LCD. Yeah. Ultra.
I'm aware. I have one sitting right there. We just talked about this.
Goodbye. Be kind to the people around you who made this movie.
GamerGrove.gk.
Don't be kind to your monitors, apparently. We'll be right back.